from Jakarta. Here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other sort of information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. President Joko Widodo to visit South Sulawesi next week. Commemorating 70 years of diplomatic relations, Indonesian Consulate General in Toronto, Canada, holds Indonesian Food Festival. I am Nuka Kusmawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where President Joko Widodo is scheduled to pay a working visit to South Sulawesi in the last week of September 2022. While in South Sulawesi, the head of state will visit Makassar City, Sidenreng Rapang District, and Tanah Toraja District. Secretary of the South Sulawesi Provincial Government Abdul Hayat Ghani stated on Thursday. Jokowi will visit several markets in Makassar, review poultry husbandry in Sidenreng Rapang, and inspect a hydropower plant in Tanah Toraja. The Indonesian Council General in Toronto, Canada, will hold the Indonesian Food Festival on September 24, 2022, at the Yonge Dundas Square, Toronto. In a special interview on Friday with Voice of Indonesia, Council General of Indonesia in Toronto, Dia Lestari Asmarini said that this event was held to commemorate 70 years of diplomatic relations between Indonesia and Canada.
Kami ingin menandai tahun ini tuh Indonesia.
In addition, we also want to commemorate 70 years of diplomatic relations between Indonesia and Canada this year. So this is one of activities that we hope can bring closer public relations between the two countries through the promotion of Indonesian culture, especially food. Dia added that this event was also the contribution of the Indonesian Consulate General in Toronto to participate in the success of the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy program entitled Indonesia Spice Up the World. In addition to various types of Indonesian specialties, this event will also present various traditional Indonesian dances performed by the Indonesian people in Toronto. Dia hopes that the event, which is held by the Council General and the Indonesian people in Toronto, can enrich the diversity in Toronto and strengthen relations between the people of both countries. Indonesia and the United States are encouraging the promotions of economic, trade and investment cooperation between the two countries through the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework, or IPEF. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto said on Thursday that the IPEF cooperation framework can be a correct response to the current global condition and dynamic, which necessitates all countries to emphasize closer cooperation in creating balance, prosperity, and just development, particularly in the Indo-Pacific region. Ambassador Tai positively welcomed the statement, while expressing gratitude and much appreciation for the serious and transparent involvement of the Indonesian government in encouraging concrete results of cooperation within the IPEF framework. Both Hartarto and Tai agreed that the G20 will focus more on funding solutions to the global economic and financial problems rather than prioritizing geopolitical issues. Deputy Minister of Trade Jerry Sambuaga on Thursday, while giving a speech at the Dialogue Forum titled Strengthening the Global Value Chains of East Kalimantan Industry in the Economic Partnership between Indonesia and the Netherlands, said that the partnership between Indonesia and the Netherlands can increase East Kalimantan's potential in Indonesia's global value chain. The Indonesian government considers that the Netherlands has a strategic value as one of the entrances for Indonesian products to the European market, especially for superior products from East Kalimantan, such as crude palm oil or crude palm oil and its derivatives, as well as wood products. The value of East Kalimantan's non-oil and gas export to the Netherlands during the January to July 2022 period had reached about $135 million, up 68.5% from the previous year. Let's move on to the international news, where Asian markets fell again on Friday as part of a global sell-off fueled by recession fears after central banks around the world ramped up interest rates to fight decades-high inflation. With price rises showing no solid sign of letting up, monetary policymakers have been forced to go on the offensive, warning the short-term hits to economies are less painful than the long-term effect of not acting. The Federal Reserve's decision on Wednesday to lift borrowing costs 75 basis points for a third successive meeting was followed by a warning that more were in the pipeline and they would not likely come down until 2024. The United States is seeking more pressures on Myanmar's junta through the United Nations UN and is urging the international community not to recognize upcoming election, a senior official said on Thursday. The Southeast Asian bloc nation has unsuccessfully sought to broker a diplomatic way out of the crisis with the generals and some U.S. partners, notably Myanmar's neighbor India, have hesitated a tough action. Australian lawmakers on Friday paid tribute to Queen Elizabeth II, with some also waving in on the Republic debate after their return to Parliament from a break taken to observe the Queen's death. An obscure and long-standing protocol in Australia bars Parliament from sitting for 15 days following a British monarch's death. Each chambers of Australian Parliament, the Senate and the House, was spending Friday passing condolence motions for the late monarch, as well as congratulating King Charles III on his accession to the throne. Listener, now let's move on to Diplomatic Corner on Indonesian Embassy in Addis Ababa and Inaugurates Institute of Afro-Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Diplomatic Corner highlighting halal products of Indonesia exhibited in Malaysia. The Indonesian Embassy in Malaysia assisted in promoting halal products from Indonesia at the 2022 Malaysia International Halal Showcase Exhibition. The exhibition is held on September 7 to the 9 to reach a wider international market. Trade Attaché of the Indonesian Embassy in Malaysia, Deden Muhammad Fajar Siddiq, at the exhibition in Kuala Lumpur Wednesday pointed out some of the products being promoted include food and beverages, halal fashion and cosmetics. They then further explained that currently halal products are related to not only food and beverages, but also many goods and services. Therefore, there are many kinds of halal products from Indonesia being promoted during the exhibition. The items include clothing, cosmetics, sandals, socks, gloves, tuna, chips, kitchen spices, satay, taliwang chicken, palm sugar, pharmaceuticals, and halal tourism. The product showcase have been selected to be marketed properly in Malaysia and other countries so that Deden believes that Indonesian products have good quality and they are competitive compared with other countries. Moreover, through the exhibition, Deden hopes Indonesian exporters can build networks, find potential buyers, and reach transactions. Besides the Malaysian market, he also hopes that Indonesian products reach a wider and growing market in other Muslim countries, such as the Middle East, Central Asian countries, and former Soviet Union countries that are predominantly Muslim, as well as other countries interested in halal products and services. Well, listener, that was Diplomatic Corner from Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready. Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
I'll start today in history with September 23, 1932, the unification of Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is the largest country in the Middle East and a big power in the region. However, before becoming as big as it is today, Saudi Arabia was divided into 4 different regions, namely Hejaz, Najd, Asir, and Al-Ahsa. The unification of Saudi Arabia was declared complete on September 23, 1932. The movement, which had been started since 1902, was carried out by Ibn Saud, who was also the first king of Saudi Arabia. The unification began with the control of the area of Riyadh, which he believed to be the ancestral land of the Saud family. Now, Saudi Arabia is one of the countries to be reckoned with because they are the largest oil exporter in the world. Turning now to September 23, 1980, Bob Marley's last concert. The concert on September 23, 1980 was the last concert of reggae music legend Bob Marley. It was held in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, United States. When performing at the concert, Bob Marley was already sick. He was diagnosed with malignant melanoma under the toenail. Doctors had advised Bob Marley to amputate his leg. Bob Marley refused because it would hinder his performance on stage. In his state of illness, Bob was still able to hold a concert tour. 2 days before his last concert, he fell unconscious while exercising. Bob Marley died on May 11, 1981. He is still an idol for reggae lovers to this day. I'll end today in history with September 23, 2017. The first International Sign Language Day is declared. September 23rd was chosen as International Sign Language Day because it was the date of the World Federation of the Deaf founded in 1951 in Helsinki, Finland. The United Nations General Assembly declared International Sign Language in 2017. This day was created as an initial request from the World Federation of the Deaf. The goal of establishing International Sign Language Day is to raise awareness about sign language and strengthen its status not only within the deaf community. Based on data from the World Federation of the Deaf, currently there are about 72 million deaf people in the world, more than 80% of them live in the developing countries. Collectively, they use over 300 different sign languages. Well, that was Today in History.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让整确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Aku dari masa laluku.
katakan padaku, hanya aku di hatimu, tapi ku melihat kau mempermainkan diriku. Kau pergi dengan yang lain, hati ini kau buat mati. Lelahku merasakan sakitnya dikhianati. Tak ada yang lebih perih dari ini.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economy Erlangga Hartarto said digital acceleration is key to improving the nation's competitiveness. In 2025, the Indonesian digital economy value is predicted to grow twofold into $146 billion. As quoted by Antara on Monday, Minister Erlangga in his official statement said that digital transformation acceleration is also a key for long-term development, people empowerment, and business to seize new market opportunity, mainly to post-pandemic recovery. He also remarked that the government is making the Indonesian Digital Roadmap 2021-2024 as a strategic guidance to encourage the digital transformation process in Indonesia. The guidance contains 100 main initiatives to accelerate digital infrastructure realization in 10 priority sectors. The government is also developing the National Digital Economy Framework to encourage collaboration and growth synergy among all stakeholders in a bid to ensure the foundation priority of the Indonesian digital economy to optimize various digital economic improvement efforts and to ensure its inclusivity and sustainability. Besides development framework, a supporting infrastructure is another key of success for digital transformation so that the government keeps focusing on developing the infrastructure facility both physically and digitally, starting from the optic fiber network, BTS tower, data center, high-throughput satellite to 5G network development. Furthermore, Minister Erlangga stated that the government would also develop the manpower in fulfilling the need for digital talents via information and communication tech implementation as a main part of education curriculum, vocation, and training program. All of these are to help the workers in adapting to the dynamics of working, and they may shift to use digital technology. One of the trainings that has adopted the digitalization is the pre-employment card program that allows the workers, job seekers, as well as micro, small, medium business people in gaining new competency of improving their existing skills. He added that adaptive, agile, and progressive regulation is a main part in creating a healthy digital business climate.
Thank you.
mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello listener, today's edition in Indonesian Wonder is to introduce Soya Soya Dance from North Maluku. The Soya Soya dance is also called a war dance. This dance is unique and interesting because there are historical events behind the creation of the dance. Soya Soya dance is one of the traditional dances of North Maluku, which is usually performed at welcoming dignitaries. This dance was based on the historical events of the Ternate Kingdom during the reign of Sultan Babullah. At that time, Sultan Babullah attacked the Portuguese fort at Castela in the southern city of Ternate to take the body of his father, Sultan Khairun. Sultan Khairun was brutally killed by Portuguese soldiers in the fort. The dance with the theme of patriotism was created by the Sultan's artists to capture this historic event. The Soya Soya dance is performed by an unlimited number of dancers, but it must be an odd number. When dancing, the dancers wear a yellow headband, which means Tuala Lipa or Lipa Kuraci. They also wear clothes with white cleavage, which means Takoa in Ternate language. Moreover, they wear white trousers and red, black, yellow, and green skirts. The dancers also carry a shield or a salawaku in their left hand, and their right hand holds ngana ngana. The ngana ngana is a piece of bamboo decorated with red, yellow, and green palm leaves. Then rattles are attached next to it so that when shaken, it will make a sound. For the accompanying music, this Soya Soya dance is accompanied with a drum, which the local people call tifa, and gong. The Soya Soya dance movement is very dynamic and full of enthusiasm, because it tells the spirit of the troops on the Sultanate of Ternate during the war to chase the Portuguese. To witness the dynamic and lively movement of the Soya Soya dance, you can visit North Maluku.
maksudku, katakan ku tak cinta isi hatiku, hanyalah sayang. Perasaanku tak lebih dan tak kurang menganggapmu sahabat terindah. Paksa dia di sana, persahabatan yang telah terbina jangan ternoda oleh cinta. Bukan maksudku lukai hatimu, katakan ku tak cinta. Rasa itu tak pernah ada. Ta-ra-ra, ta-ra-ta-ra, ta-ra-ta-ta, ta-ra-ra, ta-ta-ta-ra.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miscellany. So stay tuned for your listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Students of Agriculture Technology Faculty at Brawijaya University created hair vitamin gummy from Moringa and Shields Aurelia leaves. It is called Gum Gum Hair, which is claimed to keep their hair shining despite of doing a lot of activities. Team leader of Gum Gum Hair, Anita Sekar Kusumastuti, explained that the vitamin gummy contains iron, vitamin B1, vitamin C, and zinc. They play a role in producing important hormones for hair. Moringa and Shields Aurelia leaves were chosen for they are rich in saponin, alkaloid, acetylene, diterpenoid, triterpenoid, panoxide, vitamin A, B, C, D, E, essential oil, and emethin. When consumed, those substances are very beneficial against inflammation, diuretic, kidney stone, and many more. While alkaloid in the Shields Aurelia can enlarge hair stalks, that makes it easier for hair nutrition supply. Saponin can stimulate hair growth to avoid baldness caused by hormones, and tannin adds more nutrition for hair. Anita further said that many people maintain their hair health. It is because there are many diseases and problems on hair, such as hair fall, that can be caused by hormones, illness, genetics, and environment. Sonita is trying to find an alternative to keep the hair healthy and beautiful in an affordable way.
Bukan salahmu bila diriku tak tahu bagaimana caranya mencintai. Bukannya aku tak cinta kamu, tak menyayangimu dengan sepenuh hatiku, oh cintaku. Biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu. Ini salahku, kekuranganku yang mencintaimu dengan cara yang berbeda. Dapatkah kamu merasakannya bahwa hatiku ini milik kamu seorang, milikmu sayang. Biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memadai dan memahami. Oh bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu.
Duhai sayangku, tiada cinta selain
mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memadai dan memahami. Oh bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu. Semoga kamu memaafkanku, menerima segala kekuranganku. Semoga Tuhan memberi waktu bagiku untuk membalas kasih sayangmu.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice Listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, here is Music Corner. On today's Music Corner, I'm going to present to you a original song from Aceh entitled Tarik Pukat, to be sung by Kakak Alfarisi. Taraipukat is a tradition of catching fish by using long nets up to hundreds of meters, which are pulled by boat from land to sea. After the net is anchored, the end of the net rope is pulled in a circle to the ground. This is the legacy of the Achehnese who continue to maintain and preserve the tradition until now. Later, this tradition is more famous as Tarik Pukat. Well, listener, here is Kakak Alfarizi with the original song from Aceh entitled Tarik Pukat.
Mau tahu apa yang ada di mimpimu? Sudahkah terisi cerita yang kamu tunggu? Jika kamu ingin aku di sana, aku mau. Menunggu semua yang masih belum pasti, menahan rindu yang makin gak terkendali. Belum tahu harus gimana caranya menghindarimu.
aku cinta. Aku cinta. Aku cinta. Mungkin aku terlalu tinggi untuk berharap pada mimpi yang belum tentu bisa terungkap. Tapi jika ada kemungkinan,
of Indonesia.
Dengarkan lagu yang mendung. Tak
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention, and after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id. Thank you.